The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We had your leaving, that's okay. But if you have a change of heart,
nobody wants to talk about taxes. Nobody wants to talk about taxes. I'm telling you, have you done your taxes, or are you worried about getting audited? There is something about the dreaded three letters, IRS, that kind of make you a little uncomfortable. Even though you know you have your rights, and you know that they're not going to publicly execute you, for goodness sake, but we do sweat it out. So in the wings of the virtual green room is small business owner and tax practitioner, David Selig. Hey, David, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me on your program. It's a pleasure.
All right, so let me ask you just a big, bad, open question. How can you avoid being audited by the IRS?
Well, that's a good one. You know, a lot of people write books and articles and all kinds of things and dole around both good and bad advice. The reality is it is a crapshoot because there are any number of factors that can affect your ability to get audited. For instance, let's say you go through a nasty divorce, or you have a little dispute with your next door neighbor, or your business partner decides he hates your guts, and he or she has heard that the IRS is paying a big reward for whistleblowers. And they go ahead and they just write a pack of lies on a Form 211, and they send it in. Well, you're about to be examined. And if that return yields any fruit, they'll pull you to the carpet. Additionally, the Internal Revenue Service has a secret system called the DIF, and they don't disclose how they decide who to audit. That's through their computer system. But I do have to tell you, if you live in a very affluent neighborhood and you claim to only make $20,000, they will look at you closely. Alternatively, if you appear not to have two nickels to rub together, you live in, you know, the poor side of town in a slanty shanty, and you say, I have given $50,000 to, you know, this great charity, you're going to get audited.
Yeah, the charity thing is always sticky, isn't it? Because there's probably a range. If you give based on what your income is, if you give, you claim, you know, $300-$400 or however much, it's okay. It really correlates with what you make, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's a funny thing about charity because particularly, and I don't want to be overly political, but under this administration, they have had an almost adversarial relationship with charitable giving. And the rules to prove giving are very onerous. I represent a lot of people who tithe. They give to their churches and they give to organizations they truly believe in. And that's wonderful because that creates smaller government.
Mm-hmm.
When the government doesn't have to step in and bail out people and industry and such, you know, the citizenry can do it, the private sector. And that money can be used for food kitchens, for clothing, for education. But let me tell you, nothing will sour the soup faster than being audited. It has a chilling effect on charitable contributions. I always felt you should be able to write off a dollar for dollar. In other words, if you give a dollar to charity, you should be able to write it off, not just a portion of it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree, because it really dissuades you from wanting to do it. And I don't understand that. That's supposedly wasn't what the Obama folks were about. So I'll get political. I completely am on board with you and agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. I see this right and left, what they do. Even when you drop off clothes to, you know, to any of the VAs or any other places where they take them in, it's insane what they ask you on these forms that you fill out. All right, so the other thing is, a lot of people probably listening to me right now have their own businesses. They're self-employed and that kind of stuff. Does that automatically mean, hey, they might take a closer look at this?
Sure. Schedule C filers, they're always on the skyline. This is one of the things you will find the examiners looking at. If you rent property from yourself, in other words, let's say you own a building and you have a corporation and the corporation pays you rent, they're going to want to see that rent on your 1040. Additionally, they're going to look closely to see if you're paying any of your personal expenses through your corporation, like your mortgage or your kid's tuition or something. If you do, that's supposed to be reflected again on your 1040 as income. But those are areas that are target-rich for the Internal Revenue Service, and they've been pretty successful at catching a lot of these people who are audited, because sometimes, you know, when you throw all the money into one pot, it's very difficult to determine which dollar paid for what. I actually was doing an appeal today where in a dispute of over $130,000, we're maintaining that much of it is not taxable, that the money was transferred from one account to another or an insurance policy loan, and the examiner treated it all as taxable income, so it's become a real fight.
Boy, no kidding. We only have a couple minutes left, David, but small businesses, we're supposed to be encouraging small businesses, 90% of the businesses in this country, and I like to laugh, it are small businesses. You know, florists, construction contractors, I can name a zillion of them, people involved in internet things. But so you are a target if you have a small business, even though we're supposed to be encouraging that.
Well, absolutely. Unfortunately, and I'm sure those in your listening audience who are small business owners and operators understand what adversarial relationships they're actually in. And it may not just be the Internal Revenue Service. It may be the state. It's the Department of Labor. It's the workers' comp. It's EPA. It's quite literally a phalanx of enforcement officers. And it makes it very difficult. Compliance is very hard. One of the hot issues we have here in New York is you'll have people working, and they may work 1 hour extra, and they weren't paid their fair overtime. So they've become the fodder for these class actions, and they've effectively closed down some very good businesses. And these are small businesses, not large ones that can sustain the loss.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. David Seelig, thanks so much. TrueTaxHelp.com. You take care. I'm sure you're rather busy. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and God bless your listening audience.
All right. Amen to that. I'll tell you what, it is really something. The IRS is very, very suspicious, as David was saying, of self-employed taxpayers, and they review all the expenses. Like he said, you know, you're busy, you're throwing things in one pot. And if you don't itemize everything down to the penny, if they audit you, it really is like you have this bag of stuff and you have it laid out as much as you can. They will get you, my friends. So be careful.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
I know the deal. I know how all of us who are elected have been conditioned over the last decade, two, three, or four. My gosh, don't touch this third rail. Don't take on the NRA. I think we pay an immense political price if we don't become the voices for those 20 beautiful children who died at Sandy Hook 75 days ago. They say it isn't about guns. They're wrong. It's about guns. What it's not about is anyone's Second Amendment right.
I love you, baby. That's the VP, Joe Biden, and his two cents on the NRA. He calls the third rail that everybody should touch now, but they were afraid to touch the politicians. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and this is the big battle, of course, that's been raging since December 15th, right after December 15th, after Newtown, Connecticut, Sandy Hook Elementary, which the vice president brought up there. He says the Second Amendment does, it has nothing to do with this debate over guns, and that, in fact, the Second Amendment, that the founding fathers, what they really meant, the interpretation would be, that not all guns are created equal. I never really saw that in there anywhere. What's interesting is the timing of all these things falling in place together. The husband of former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords got maybe 4,000 comments on Facebook or more from people all over the map on the gun debate. He posted a photo of himself buying a military-style rifle, but he did it because he was showing that he bought it to demonstrate how easy it is to get the kind of firearms he's lobbying Congress to ban. He said a background check took just a couple of minutes to complete. He said he thought it was scary to think people can buy similar guns without background checks at gun shows or on the internet. And it didn't take very long for people who support the Second Amendment and gun rights to accuse Kelly of being a hypocrite for buying the AR-15 rifle that he bought in the 45 caliber handgun. But if you dug a little bit deeper, the reason why he was doing that is because he was trying to say that look how easy this is. He got them, by the way, in Tucson, Arizona. He bought the guns at a Tucson, Arizona shop, and that was, you know, that's where he got them, and then posted it to show the example of just how easy it was to go and buy a gun. And the background check, the idea of stricter, more stringent, whatever you want to call it, background checks, of course, is part of what's being tossed around in D.C., and already it climbed through one hurdle, a Senate committee, a 10-8 vote on party lines, Democrats saying yes to the extended background checks. It has to go before the full Senate. Not so sure if even the background checks will be passed. I thought initially looking at legislation that maybe more stringent background checks would fly, but I think part of the problem is that they've got so much convoluted paperwork when it comes to guns anyway, meaning in trying to supposedly track down people who have mental illness, that you don't catch them in the net anyway. What do you say, America? I know you're out there. I know you're thriving and you have definite opinions on guns. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Do you think that Biden's right, that the Second Amendment really actually says that there are guns that shouldn't be in the hands of Americans? The Second Amendment reads, well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, and shall not be infringed is the key line there, I think. To me, the way I read the Second Amendment is that, yes, we want to make sure the people who want to protect themselves have the right to protect themselves and won't have the guns taken away from them. And for some reason, to manipulate that in the opposite direction, I don't think that argument works. Of all the arguments you could make for getting guns out of the hands of people, certain kinds of guns, this one, to me, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work because I think clearly that's not at all what the Second Amendment said. Again, you can flip me an email or send or jump into the water with us here on America Tonight and throw in your 2 cents at 855-266-5283. I think every time something more ridiculous is said, it makes us think, why are we spending so much money debating this over and over and over again? Jack from Down Under says he was always going to get that result. Even stricter background checks, Mark Kelly would have gotten the guns in the few minutes that it took. So, there you go. He's absolutely right about that. He's absolutely right that this is exactly what would have happened with Kelly anyway. And if the background checks, if there are more stringent background checks, Joe Biden says the thing is that the criminals wouldn't get the guns. But do you think that's true? Do you think that we can say criminals will not get guns or won't have as many opportunities to get guns if we have extensive background checks in place? If that happens, that changes the fates and fortunes for so many people that have unfortunately found themselves in horrific positions because of people, the bad guys who want to do harm that have guns. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say if that were true, boy, wouldn't, of course, everybody would leap at that. Absolutely, 100% if that were true. But it's not. It wouldn't do anything to, I think, stop people who would illegally find a way to get a gun or figure out a way around the system, because that's usually what happens. And there are so many different opportunities on the black market, for example, to get those guns that there's absolutely no doubt it would still only take a couple of minutes. Now, Kellyanne Gifford started a gun control advocacy group. They called Americans for Responsible Solutions. I like the title. And because of the mass shootings, that's why they did that. And they've been touring around the country in the last couple of months in support of expanded background checks for getting guns. And you know the story about Giffords, of course, that six people were dead, 12 others were injured just 2 years ago. It's amazing to think that that's been 2 years, and what a recovery she had. She couldn't stay in Congress. She resigned, but she's still recovering from the injuries. And if more pieces of the legislation go through, the AR-15 is among 157 military-style weapons that would be banned. This is that bill that is before the Senate Judiciary Committee that I just mentioned, that they passed the extensive background checks. And Kelly says he's intends to eventually hand in the rifle to the Tucson police, making the point that how easy it was to get, but that he would turn it in, because that's the other thing. There are a lot of people that are turning weapons in, you know, cash for guns, that whole thing, and they're trying to expand. They're trying to expand that. Now, here's the thing: the 10-8 vote, was that really a big step in keeping the weapons from criminals and mentally ill people? You know, the definition of mentally ill is the one thing I think that is to me that's frightening, because how are you flagging so-called mentally ill people? And in looking at stricter gun laws, would that really have stopped some of the things that we've already seen in these mass shootings? And, you know, I'm going to say no. James Blake, the guy who shot up the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, he could have been stopped if someone had opened an envelope that was sent to the school that he was attending. That probably would have been the best way to stop him. And, you know, part of this is up to therapists deciding what information to push forward and who to contact. Speaking of James Holmes, he entered a not guilty plea. Now, April 5th, prosecutors will decide whether or not this will be a death penalty case. If you think of the 166 counts against him, his defense attorney won the idea of giving him truth serum and a polygraph, so not guilty by reason of insanity. Do you think that's fair? I'll tell you what, if anyone deserves to get the death penalty, and I think a lot of the families feel this way, it would be James Holmes, who ripped apart way too many lives. I say, give it to him. April 5th, we'll find out if that, in fact, is going to happen. And let's see what happens with this truth serum and the polygraph. So he enters the not guilty plea, doing that because of the reason of insanity. Stay with us.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America tonight, folks, is the fact that you blow me away with the email. More than anything else, the email is incredible. Each and every day I come in, there's like a meter, and the meter's pegging, I think I've said this before, at like 80%. So if I don't go through all the mail, it'll just shut me out. And on that note, we better hurry up and check that snail mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Howard, who says, yo, Kate Delaney, I remember you doing a thing on Hostess and the whole Twinkie dealio. I like Twinkies. I don't know. So when I was a kid, I used to get them in my lunch. It's my one awful food that I eat. It's supposed to be back out by the summertime. Did you know that? You must have read the story. There was some story today. I saw it come across the CNN crawl, I think, about the fact that they were coming back. So $410 million is what they paid for the business, and it's a joint venture of a couple of different companies, and they released a statement just saying that they were thrilled, I guess figuring because there was so much hubbub over it that they could turn it around and make money off of Twinkies. Hostess is out of the gig. They sold it. Wonder Bread, Twinkies, other Hostess products haven't been produced since November. And it's funny, I don't eat Twinkies, but you always see them because they had that box that stood out, and you don't see them anymore. You don't see the Wonder Bread with the circles. You're not seeing them on the shelves. That's why they haven't been pumping them out since November. So, like, over 18,000 people lost their jobs in that one. That's such a bummer. They probably thought, you know how it is. You know, everything's better, like, in the 60s and the 70s when things started, and they had that secure job. and then somebody else in the family decides to go and work at the same plant, and then their kid goes to work at the plant, and then guess what? Surprise! Out of business. I don't think they're going to hire a lot of those people back necessarily because they have their own people, but they will use the same formula, and they're going to produce the Twinkies. Pretty cool. All right, we've been talking a lot about guns, and I know you're just probably just sick of hitting that hard, but so many of you have sent me emails on it because you're worried. You like to go and shoot. You like to go to the range. You like the knowledge that you have weapons to protect yourself. You were raised around guns. You don't understand. These are some of the things I hear. You don't understand the furor over it. You understand the sadness when there's mass killing and when there's some nut that does something pathetic and stupid and unforgivable. But you don't understand the constant tug of war over guns. So this one from Lewis, who says, Kate, do you know that ammunition is so, so hard to find? I've listened to the show, and I've heard you talk about it a few times, going to Walmart and talking to the people there and saying that they line up to try to get the ammo. I think you're dead right on that one. I've had a tough time. My brother-in-law has had to send me ammunition. I like to go out once in a while and shoot out of the gun club near me, but I also like the knowledge that I have some ammo for my weapon should I ever need to discharge them, which I never have had to do at my home, thank goodness. And my children are very aware of the guns, and we practice gun safety in my home. I think it's possible to do that, by the way. When you say responsible gun ownership, I agree. Responsible gun ownership is the name of the game. All right, so here's the scoop. They are having a hard time in some places. It depends on where you live. Walmart is rationing ammo. They've been doing that since January. 3 boxes a customer a day. Then you have Cabela's. A lot of people go to Cabela's. A lot of hunters go there. People that like to fish go there. They get 2 or 3 shrink wrap pallets of, you know, the ammunition for AR-15 assault rifles and whatnot. And they say they get them picked off within hours, that people are waiting for them. So within hours, they're gone. The demand has climbed up big time. So the prices, $12 for a box of 50 rounds for assault rifles, right, to $25 a box, so significantly. And the manufacturers aren't saying whether they've ramped up production or not for the most part, but you would have to assume that they have. To pump out the kind of ammunition to meet the demand, they would have to be 7 days a week and several shifts. You know, people like Remington and Winchester, I would think, that they have to scramble, and they probably haven't seen this in a long time. They must be selling everything they make, because the evidence certainly shows us that without a doubt. So we go from ammunition and Twinkies. I try to pick out varied things this time instead of going along the same lines. To this one from Rufy. I like that. I get it. Rufy, who says, Kate, have you filed your tax returns? I know it's a personal question, but I see people dancing out in the street with sandwich boards telling people to come in and get a free estimate on their taxes. If you have an easy form to fill out, for goodness sake, why would you pay someone to do them, the H&R Blocks of the world? That doesn't make any sense. And I wondered if you do your own taxes or you have someone else do it. Do my own taxes? Are you kidding? No, I have definitely done my own taxes over the years, but not lately. I haven't done my own taxes, and that's because of some of the things that are complicated, that not because it's massive amounts of dough, because there's some complications in it that, forget it, I don't want to have to deal with the paperwork with that. But what happens is, how many of us wait till the last second? You know, the IRS says 10% or more than 600,000 of over 6 million returns claiming education credits that they've received so far this year were improperly filed by tax software providers. That's scary, isn't it? I happen to catch that story. So what's the big tax software that people use? Oh, I can't think of it now. It's on the tip of my tongue. I think I actually used it one time. But they're not blaming specific places. You know, there's all these ways to make money. We live in a world of upsell, don't we? We live in a world of such upsell. You go to the car wash And you, by the time you're done there, you could spend $50 with every little detail that they want to put on your car. Well, we'll give you the special thing, and we'll take the mats out, and we'll rub them down, and then we'll armor all the tires, and what about the inside of the car and everything else, instead of, okay, here's the wash I want. And it's the same thing even with taxes. H&R Block, the assurance guarantee. So they're going to assure you when the IRS audits you that they did the taxes right, and for that privilege you have to pay a mere $60 or something over. But if you pay the $60, you get peace of mind. Of what? Are they going to defend you when the IRS finds things that don't make sense to them? Are they going to pay for that? Give me a break. I think that is such a ripoff. And they probably make people feel frightened that they have to get it, people who have no clue. Really? I have to, should I get that? What should I do? So if there is a chance I'm going to be audited, and maybe I should buy this guarantee, is that what you're saying? Really? All right, here's another one. This one from Jake in Austin. Oh, Jake in Austin. Jake in Austin says, North Korea, boy, they are on the verge. If only China would stand with the rest, North Korea would be in big trouble. This could ultimately become a mini war, do you think, on the border after all this time of crazy peace? Maybe things explode in a different direction. Yeah, there is the big maybe there, because you have these UN sanctions last week over Pyongyang's third nuclear tests. And really, some of those sanctions are to see where the loyalty is. Kim Jong-un is looking for some people to line up with him. And I think he's finding that a lot of people are bailing on him, but it is explosive. It's explosive in the sense of some of the nonsense that he's saying and some of the actions that he's taking. Is he just trying to push the line, or is he really, 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 really trying to see if he can crack, put a crack in it and ultimately have South and North going after each other and everybody else in between? Well, what a disaster that would be for, what a disaster that would be over there for North Korea and South Korea, though. If China especially, though, backs the U.S. in this thing in South Korea, then North Korea would be in big, big trouble. And that's how you can tell what they're doing. I can't imagine they move forward with that if they don't have China in their back pocket, or at least China not jumping into the fray. Many of you have called about this, and this is what John says. John says, Kate, I wanted to alert you to the story. I know you talk about Afghanistan a lot, and you've had some interesting people on. Did you see the story where the Afghanis came across 23 tons of heroin and morphine? 23 tons. Think of how much that is, to put that into perspective. That's big. They got it, obviously, from Kabul, and there was large quantities of chemicals, which manufacture, of course, drugs. So that's where it was coming from, obviously. And that's a pretty massive haul. You know, they've had a bunch of drug raids, and especially this year they've had a lot of drug raids where they've got, they dismantled, you know, 6 to 7 drug labs. They rounded up almost 200 suspects. And it's kind of interesting to see the Afghan security police out there and raiding some of these areas and actually finding some stuff in big quantities. 23 tons of heroin and morphine. That is a lot of money up in smoke. That's what they do with it. They burn it. They burn it. All right, stay with us. Coming up here on America Tonight, much more to come. You don't want to miss it. So hang with us, and remember, you can always get in touch with us through the miracle of the internet at americatonight.net. How about a woman who starts her own company thanks to goats, along with her 8 kids chipping in? You don't want to miss that. That's next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
To America Tonight. So excited to tell you about the story of PJ Jonas and her family. She's a mom of eight, and she's the co-founder of Goat Milk Stuff. It's interesting. I'm telling you, the stuff that they produce, the company, Goat Soap Company, I mean, just really cool. If you go check out their website, I think you'll be astonished. But here's the real story. PJ is a former stay-at-home mom and an engineer. And what happens when the economy starts to tank? She gets this idea, the American dream is fading. I've got this big family. What can we do? Oh, Indiana farm, goats. I get it. Let's start this company. And we'll tell you about the line of stuff they have. And as I said, it's really neat stuff because it's chemical-free goat milk when we're talking about the soaps and the lotions and all of that. But the story is really cool. PJ, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
Okay, so what's interesting is your husband, Jim, I'm from New Jersey. Your husband, Jim, is from New Jersey. He's a former science teacher. You can't tell me. Did he know how to even milk a cow or do anything on a farm before he hooked up with you?
No, I didn't. Neither one of us really had any idea about farm animals. It was just something I wanted to do to provide healthy food for the children.
And so what led you to the ultimate decision to decide, okay, we're going to make a company of this. This is going to be our baby. This is going to be our company. How'd you make that turn?
Well, we had a big budgetary shortfall, and so I decided to try and sell some of the soap that I'd been making for the family that we'd always gotten, you know, pretty good reviews on when we'd given away for Christmas presents and such. But we went to a craft fair and handed out, you know, we sold some soap, but we handed out tons of free samples with business cards. And within the next weeks, I started getting call after call from people saying, oh, this soap has helped my eczema, my dry skin isn't, you know, cracking and splitting anymore, and the demand from the word of mouth just grew and grew.
So you go to the fair, you give that out, you do the thing with the business cards, and where are you today since going to the craft fair?
We are now, we just purchased 36 acres. We've built a 7,000 square foot soap room and a 3,000 square foot new barn, and we are making as much soap as we possibly can every day.
Are you surprised that it took off this way by the success?
I really am. I mean, it was something that I knew I had a good product, but I didn't realize there were so many people out there with problem skin that it was going to make such a difference for them. So it's just been, it's been a wild ride.
And the other thing is, I said that you're the mom of eight, and the eight kids are involved, aren't they?
They are. We homeschooled them, and what we really wanted to do is make sure that as part of their education, they understood what hard work is, what it means to, you know, to run a company and to be able to graduate from our homeschool and be a, you know, a valuable member of society. So we involve them intimately in this. They all deal with everything. They know everything that's going on. We involve them in the business decisions that need to be made for goat milk stuff. We give them a salary, so they do a lot.
Oh, they get a salary, so kind of like an allowance, but a salary, right?
Yeah, no, it goes way beyond.
Really?
It's definitely a salary. They make good money, and they really know how, what the value of a dollar is. They know what they have to do to be able to afford something. And my daughter is 16 and getting her license. I mean, she knows exactly what she needs to do to be able to buy a car.
Wow. How great is that? How long have you had the business?
We started it in 2008, so we're going on 5 years.
5 years. And what ultimately do you think, as you see, you just were mentioning purchasing land and all that kind of stuff, how far do you see this going?
Well, we continue to add new products and new things, so it's something that my goal has always been for the company to grow big enough that when the children are older, it can support all eight of them if they choose to work on in the business or, you know, whoever wants to run it.
Whoever wants to run it. And how many, okay, so to make goat milk stuff, this might seem like a dumb question, but how many goats do you need? How many goats do you have?
Well, we are, right now it's kidding season, so they're all having their babies. So we've got 21 goats that we're milking. So we have about, we'll probably have about 40, 45 kids done, born by the end of this week. But that gives us, we get, a good 20 to 30 gallons of milk a day.
Whew, 20 to 30 gallons. Is milking a goat like milking a cow, or there are some big differences?
Well, there's only two teats on a goat, so it's a little bit easier. But my boys do it. That's their job. They all hand milk, and they go out and know how to do everything.
Yeah. As you see this company and it's growing and all these things are happening, do you see globally? I mean, are you already doing stuff globally?
We do. We've shipped to countries pretty much all, you know, across the world. We even had someone take our soap to Antarctica, so we've been on all seven continents. So that's something that we do on a retail basis around the world. We haven't yet moved into the wholesale around the world, but that's something that's in the plans now that we've got our new facility.
Yeah. I asked you this in the beginning, but in imagining how far this has come, and here it is all based on soap and doing good things for the kids and whatnot. Do you feel that it also brings them closer together since you're all in this?
It really does. We operate as a team. We have we have one unified goal that we're working towards, whether it's goat milk stuff, something that's going on there, or something for the family. Everybody pitches in. They all know their own strengths. They know each other's weaknesses, so they can, you'll see them come alongside and work together. I mean, they're still children, so they're, you know, and siblings, so they'll bicker occasionally, but it really, they know each other and they know how to help each other.
Yeah. The amazing thing is, like you said, because of what you were seeing with the economics of your family and the idea, okay, we're going to do this business, you start it up, and then boom, it just explodes on you. What would you say to other people who have good ideas, but you know this, there's so many people, PJ, they're afraid to take that first step. They're afraid to take the leap. What would you tell them?
You know, at some point, you have to just take the risk. When we, when the business started growing, it got to the point where the children and I couldn't do everything ourselves, and we had to make the decision whether to continue to grow the business and bring my husband on full time or to scale it back. And at that point, it was, the business wasn't making enough money to cover my husband's salary. And we got everybody together and we said, okay, we're going to have to sacrifice. We're going to have to work really hard if we're going to go for this. And we took a family vote and we decided to go for it. And sometimes, you know, that gamble pays off and it works, and sometimes it doesn't, but you just, if you're willing to work hard, everything always works out in the end.
Yeah, which is a great vote, by the way. Was your husband reluctant when you first started to talk about the idea, or nah, he's kind of on board?
Yeah, he was on board. I mean, he, you know, the idea of being able to work with the family was a little bit daunting because it meant, you know, coming home to eight children and being with them 24/7 as opposed to just coming home at night. But there was never any doubt that that was something that we wanted to do and fit into the philosophy of our family and our homeschooling and everything.
Yeah, where do you find that, is there one area that the products, because this happens a lot of times when people create companies, there's just one area where it really is really big. Is there one hot spot in the U.S. for that or overseas?
No, honestly, I mean, we ship to all of the states every day. There's not one, you know, a lot of times we'll see, if somebody mentions it in a different area or whatnot, we'll see, you know, a bunch of orders from that if we have a newspaper article or something. But other than that, it's spread out pretty much evenly.
What's the process from, as you said, the difference of milking the goats and how many you have and how much you produce? What's the process for doing the soaps? How do you, you know, they're chemical free. So how do you put these soaps and lotions together?
Well, with the soaps, if you take the milk, you just melt your oils and you mix them all up in a pot and you add the lye is what turns it into soap, and you add the milk and any fragrances like essential oils. We have like lavender, peppermint, things like that. We put some natural colors in it. Our peppermint has dried peppermint leaves in it, and you mix it all up and it's a chemical reaction, so it just naturally turns into soap. We pour it into molds, let it set overnight, and then Emery, my son, or Fletcher, unmolds it the next day and it gets cut up, and then we let it sit for 6 weeks while it cures so it hardens and is ready before being packaged.
Wow, 6 weeks to sit there. So do you have rows and rows of it?
We do. We have white stacks of curing racks that are on wheels and just get pushed around out of the way all the time.
How about, you know, often what people say, the tricky part can be the packaging. Was the packaging easy to pull together? You had to figure that out along the way, too.
Well, what we do, we use a cotton drawstring bag that we hand stamp the scent on it. So we have it printed with goat milk stuff and handmade goat milk soap on it, and then we hand stamp the scent. And the reason we did that was because, like I said, all the children are involved. So putting the soap in the bag with a business card was something even, you know, the 2- and 3-year-old could do. So that was a pretty easy decision.
Yeah. If you mentioned how long you've done it, what did you say, 2008, how, in the category of how much you're pulling in your revenues, what's from when you started to where you are now, what's the revenue stream been like?
We have doubled or more than doubled every year so far.
Wow, doubled or more than doubled, that's a true success story. Do you ever get tired of the goats?
We have been up for 7 nights straight with kidding season, so we're all a little tired of them right now, but the baby goats are just the cutest thing ever, so that makes it worthwhile.
All right, well, you were a delight to talk to. PJ Jonas, check it out. It's really fun. GoatMilkStuff.com, and you'll see everything displayed there. Thanks, PJ.
Thanks so much, Kate.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.